This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Boston police are acknowledging mistakes in an earlier investigation involving a person of interest in the murder this week of South Boston resident Amy Lord. Commissioner Ed Davis says police had probable cause to charge Edwin Alamany last year, but never did. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Late last September, a Boston woman reported being assaulted and robbed at night. She says someone choked her from behind. When she regained consciousness, she had a wallet in her hand. Inside, identification of Edwin Alamany. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis says detectives submitted some DNA evidence for analysis, but left it at that.
Detectives handling the case attempted to contact Alamany and question him, but they were unable to locate him. At the time, they did not believe that they had enough probable cause for an arrest. It's clear, though, at this point in time, after reviewing that evidence, that the detectives did have probable cause to arrest the suspect in September.
Davis says his department is now looking into why that case was dropped and why no supervisor reviewed that decision. Currently, Edwin Alamany is in state custody, charged in two other incidents this week in South Boston. He's alleged to have stabbed one woman and punched another. Commissioner Davis says those incidents share some similarities with the abduction of Amy Lord on Tuesday that took place nearby. Yesterday afternoon, Boston Mayor Tom Menino went to South Boston to tell residents the city is safe. He never mentioned Alamany by name, but the mayor says police have in custody the man they believe responsible for Lord's death.
Pending the DNA and the fingerprints. And as soon as we have those confirmed, we'll make charges.
Still, Commissioner Davis stopped short of calling Alamany a suspect, as Mayor Menino did. Davis calls the 28-year-old a person of interest. He says police are on the right track.
It's premature to say what we have and when we expect to have some definitive answers. We have to be very cautious with this. But believe me, all of our technical resources are working around the clock to make sure we close this case as soon as possible.
Davis says his department is reviewing every assault on a woman in South Boston since Alamany was released from prison about this time last year. He says police are being as thorough and aggressive as they should have been when they had Alamany's name back in September. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.